Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, during this Advent season, we spend a lot of time looking at John the Baptizer. After all, what's not to look at? He had funky clothes on, camel's hair and the leather belt around his waist, and he was organic before organic was cool, eating his wild locust and dipping it in honey. Yummy. But the reality is, he was a very colorful and kind of an eccentric character. Nevertheless, he seemed to be a very popular guy. In fact, Scripture told us that all the Judean countryside and all Jerusalem came out to see John the Baptizer. In a little bit of historical research, some theologians say that he probably baptized upwards to hundreds of thousands of people. There's a little wonder why we call him John the Baptizer or John the Baptist, not to be confused with the denomination of the Baptists. He certainly wasn't Baptist. He was a baptizer. Well, anyway, when people came out to see John, they never come out to see wonders and healings, which happened a lot with Jesus. They came out to see John for one reason: to confess their sins and to be baptized by John the Baptizer. He was filled with the Holy Spirit before he was born, and one of the last and greatest prophets of the Old Testament prophets would be John the Baptizer, preparing the way for Jesus. But John would tell his followers, or those who came out to see him, that he was only the warm-up act. The big band wasn't going to come until after he had played a few pieces of his own. And he said words like this: "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and tie." And so therefore he is saying, "I'm not worthy to be the one who follows me, his slave." But as we read that text, I don't know about you, I often kind of go over it. Okay, yeah, he can't tie Jesus' sandals. I get that. But we kind of miss the point. The point is that Jesus Christ wore sandals. Let that sink in for a moment. Jesus had sandals upon his feet. He was a human being like you and me. As Luther would say, he has his body and soul, eyes, ears, and all of his members, and all of his senses, including feet. And upon those feet was strapped some sandals, and so therefore, Jesus is God incarnate. We talked about incarnate last week or the Sunday before. It just simply means to be wrapped in human flesh. And then John just started preaching. For some, his preaching was downright terrifying. John pulled no punches. He called people who they were. In fact, he referred to the Pharisees as a brood of vipers. It's not a term of endearment. In fact, he was calling them exactly what they were. And what happens to us when we are not ready to meet God incarnate who wears sandals upon his feet? When we're not ready, that whole proposition of standing in the presence of Christ is quite disconcerting. Oh yeah, we're all for the warm fuzzy Jesus. We always like the Jesus that Luke talks about. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Man, isn't that precious? It's kind of like the precious moments figurine. I can get into that kind of Jesus. And then the Jesus we'd hear say, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of God." I like that Jesus too. He's inviting people to come. He's so warm and fuzzy. He's so nice and comfortable to be around. Or when Jesus forgave sins and he told the woman, "Neither do I condemn you, so go and sin no more." No threats, simply words of comfort and peace and warm and fuzzy words. But here's the problem. The hard part is that there's another aspect of Jesus walking in sandals that's a little bit terrifying. It's a little bit terrifying when we begin to hear the words of Jesus says the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and an hour when he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's a Jesus I don't want to meet. You don't want to have your pastor preach this sermon either. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes be thrown into hell, where there is worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. That's not a fun sermon either. It's not a warm, fuzzy Jesus that I really want to talk to. Or we don't want to hear about when he says, "Depart from me, you cursed, into eternal fires prepared for the devils and his angels." That's a long way from "let the little children come to me." It's downright terrifying. I think too often you and I get too comfortable around Jesus and not fear him. But it's really a false comfort in reality. See, anyone who claims to be a Christian and is comfortable dodging things like a daily devotion, skipping church, avoiding Bible study or confirmation at any cost, "I'll simply come when I want to the divine service and that's it. Don't expect anything more from me." We dodge things like correct doctrine and we think we have plenty of faith. But it's a false doctrine. It's the false comfort. In reality, it's a faith that is literally dying. Does it sound familiar to you? Do you have that problem? Too often we really don't believe John's preaching. We don't want to believe the doctrine of the incarnation as we hear it in the Athanasian Creed that goes like this: "Perfect God and perfect man, with reasonable soul and human flesh, equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, and inferior to the Father in respect to his manhood." That's a Jesus that's a little bit intimidating. Too often you and I get so fulfilled by the words that Jesus quotes from the prophets. "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." That Jesus is just a little bit intimidating. It's a Jesus who has expectations. It's terrifying when you stand before him expecting to be placated for my sin. John preached the gospel to convict sinners. But John also preached the gospel in order to comfort those who were terrified because of their sin. Sometimes, especially when we suffer, you and I talk about God as though he doesn't understand what human suffering is all about. We kind of act like Jesus would have no clue what I'm going through. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't have my perspective. As if Jesus doesn't still have the marks of the crucifixion upon his hands, his side, and his feet. Jesus knew all about pain and suffering. He knew all about that state of humiliation when he was inferior to the Father. He knows all about temptations. For all the temptations that he suffered, he knows exactly what you're going through. And so for John to preach about a Jesus in sandals is comforting, because we know we have a Christ who knows us right where we are. A God who has been there and done all of that. God incarnate, almighty in sandals, walking into the punishment that you and I deserve. That Jesus, mighty in thorns, to keep his head crowned with innocence and glory. Mighty in blood, for which he washes away all of our sins. For all the times when we get way too comfortable and don't see the shortcomings and the sins of our daily lives. But mighty upon the cross. More human, more dying, more guilty than any of us could ever be, because he was in our place suffering on our behalf. The prophet Isaiah said, "He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and he will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young." Dear friends, here's real comfort. Here's the one who is the mighty man. Here is the one that his human life is mightier than the record of your past sins. Here's the one whose blood of the crucifixion of Calvary is efficacious to cover all that you have ever done, thought, or said. And his empty tomb speaks volumes of his love for you, that he would rise from the dead on your behalf, to take away all of your guilt, all of your shame, and all of your doubt. See, the truth be told, this man came with sandals. And he walked the dirty roads of Palestine for you and for me. And he made his way right to Calvary, where he'd be a sacrifice for all of mankind. Why? Well, because he loves you. Amen? Amen. We rise together. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord.